Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some breaking news updates. Only about 12 hours after the United States and Israel launched coordinated strikes against Iran. Iran, of course, retaliated against both U.S. and Israeli bases, launching a regional conflict. But we just got word that the supreme leader of Iran is dead. He is deceased. There is no better person to break this down than Micah Irfan, our lead policy advisor, who is an Iranian-American who has personal ties to the region, whose family is from the region, and who can break down not only his past, but the consequences that are to come. This is a very delicate and developing situation, but on the Adam Mochler channel, we are bringing you breaking news updates with the most verified news. So make sure you drop a like. You can subscribe to both of us below. And Micah, let's just start, I guess, with you breaking down very quickly your history and your relation to the region.
Yeah, so my family has been personally attacked by this regime. My grandfather was put in prison under Khamenei. My aunt was beaten bloody during the month of Ramadan for sucking on a mint while pregnant. And so my family has been blacklisted from Iran. We're involved in the international ministry, and we haven't been able to return to the country for decades for fear for our life. The government's come after my family. And even the church events that we've had in countries like Turkey, they've sent in bomb threats. We've actually seen agents come outside of the building to try to intimidate Iranians from going to church in a different country. So we hate the regime in Iran, but we also hate the Republican Party using Iranians as a political tool and holding up this hope of regime change whenever that's not their intention. Right now, we just saw strikes on Iran. Khamenei is dead. This is all fantastic. But it's clear that Trump does not actually care about the Iranian people. He told Iranians to come out into the streets. He said if they get killed, he will come to protect them. Then 37,000 Iranians died. Trump didn't do anything. Now it's months later. Why are we attacking Iran now? Because Israel asked us to. What is the goal? It's not to get rid of the Iranian regime. That requires a boots-on-the-ground invasion. That's not something the Trump administration is prepared for. It's not something that it wants to do. They're just trying to reduce the power of the regime so that they can't hurt Israel and American military assets. Meanwhile, they're using all this rhetoric to make Iranians excited, like they're trying to do something that they frankly don't care about, which is liberating the Iranian people.
Yeah, and I think the nuance in this take is what a lot of people have trouble with these. So two things can be true at once. The regime is bad, just like Maduro's regime was bad, did bad things to the people of Venezuela. This regime did bad things to the people of Iran. But in that same breath, we can say the regime's bad. It's actually quite a good thing when someone like that dies. But the way that Donald Trump is unilaterally enacting what they're calling, I guess, regime change to different countries across the globe, one by one, is a very, very scary thing. So break down the implications, not only of the strikes, but of the death of the supreme leader.
Yeah, I mean, this is the exact same thing that happened in Venezuela. Trump talked about how he's going to do regime change in Venezuela. Then he kidnapped Maduro, and he said this is some sort of big victory. But ultimately, nothing changed. Venezuela is still run by the exact same government that it was before. It's just a new person at the very top, and the fundamental living conditions of people have not changed at all. That's the same thing that's going to happen here. Everybody knows Khamenei as this terrible person, and he is an absolutely terrible person. And I, you know, if I could piss on his grave, I would go piss on it. And so would every other Iranian. But here's the reality. It's not just Khamenei that's made Iran a terrible place. It is every single person in leadership. They killed the leader of the IRGC previously. Now there's a new leader of the IRGC. They killed the supreme leader. There's going to be a new supreme leader. There is not an actual long-term strategy here to really change the government in Iran. And that's because the Trump administration doesn't really plan for the future. They don't really care. This is just like what happened in Libya. Some of y'all might remember. We killed Gaddafi in Libya. Did that liberate Libya? No. Libya actually had a civil war for like 15 years, which has destroyed the country and has left it destroyed even to this day. They're going to declare victory, but ultimately what we're going to see is one of two things: the country actually fracturing, the United States invading, which we don't really want to do and would be a disaster like Iraq, or the regime just staying in the exact same place that they've always been, just with a new figurehead. And none of those timelines lead to a better outcome for the Iranian people or the American people.
Yeah, so exactly. In one breath, in one swoop, Donald Trump essentially betrayed both the Iranian people and the American people. You mentioned this a few minutes ago, but roughly last month, maybe 2 months ago, Donald Trump told the Iranian people, go out into the streets, go protest, we will have your back. And when people went out and protested, they were killed by the tens of thousands, and Donald Trump had no response whatsoever. So he pulled the rug there, quite literally just rug pulled tens of thousands of people. Then after months and months of a delayed response, we learn that we are actually striking, which betrays his own base. So in one swoop, he was able to betray two people. And you know what's interesting? Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs was just live on CNN moments ago, and she told Caitlin Collins that Netanyahu has tried to get multiple previous U.S. presidents to attack Iran, but, quote, Donald Trump was the only one stupid enough to actually do it, which just perfectly illustrates that Israel is dragging us into this fight and Donald Trump is stupid enough to go along with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, his promise was no new wars. They literally specifically campaigned on this idea that we wouldn't go to war with Iran. And then now look what we've done. This is the second time we're attacking them. And they can't get their narrative straight, right? They're talking about nuclear weapons. I thought we eliminated their nuclear weapons capacity. Yep. Then they're talking about regime change. Now let's actually entertain the idea that they're serious about regime change. That would be the biggest betrayal of their own base that they've perhaps ever done. And they've betrayed them on a lot of things, right? They said they're not the normal old neocons, but everything they've done since they took office is all the old neocon stuff. They're still protecting pedophiles. They're still run by pedophiles. They're still cutting benefits for the poor, cutting taxes for the rich. They're still starting wars in the Middle East over oil, specifically wars with countries that start with IRA. Literally everything is the exact same. If they want to do regime change, it's going to look like Iraq on steroids. The population of Iran is twice that of Iraq. The size of Iran is four times that of Iraq. Iran is the leading sponsor of terrorism in the Middle East. They say that all the time. You don't think that these people know how to do domestic terrorism? If they want to invade Iran, it's going to be bloody. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. The regime will fall very fast. But the big issue is the occupation. You can't just coup the government of 90 million people, overthrow it, and then not occupy the country. You'll have to occupy it for years and years and years in the country that is the master of domestic terrorism. You don't think that our American troops are going to get killed and Iranians are going to die, just like happened in Afghanistan or Iraq? You haven't seen nothing yet, if that's your point of reference. It will be even worse. Do they want to do that? Are they serious about it? They can't be that stupid, but that's what they're promising. And they're getting people excited and having hope when in reality, they don't actually want to do that. And even if they did, that would be a disaster. This whole thing is just so upsetting to me because I'm seeing all these Iranians thinking that Trump actually cares about them. Meanwhile, everything he's ever done to Iranians and to everyone else shows that he only cares about himself.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't care. And that's the problem that you run into with these military operations is that short-sighted people like Americans, like MAGA Americans in particular, will see any sort of regime change like in Venezuela and say, let's go. We can do whatever we want. We can project our force. But if you think about the long-term implications of what happens, even if you do get a short-term win or kill a leader in the short term, we can cite multiple historical examples of then it developing into a civil war. Countries that used to be pretty bad then devolve into something with like open-air slave markets because of the civil wars that ensue. So American intervention is frowned upon for good reasons. We grew up, I guess, in the mid-2000s when we were kids, we were stationed in Afghanistan and stationed in the Middle East for that entire time. I mean, I talk about this on my channel. I have family from Syria and you have family from Iran. So we both have ties to the region and it's a mess. The United States makes a lot of messes and now conservatives are clapping for that. So just think about the transition from MAGA to neocon over the past decade or so. First, it was we shouldn't get involved in any other country's wars. We should only stay involved in America. America first, America only. After Ukraine was invaded, they said, fuck Ukraine. We should not send money to Ukraine. America first and America only. They're like, I couldn't imagine how American dollars could ever help another country, how America intervening could ever help another country. Then Trump gets into office and he's like, no new wars. I can't ever imagine how America could and getting involved could help another country. And then as time goes on, he's willing to get involved in Venezuela. He's willing to threaten other countries. And they're like, wait a minute, maybe just in our hemisphere, maybe just in the Western hemisphere, we can get involved. And that's what matters. And then the Middle Eastern stuff starts and they're totally fine with that. They're like, yeah, who cares? Like the United States can sometimes get involved in other countries and change the way things happen. All just an absolute mess. I'm going to leave it there. Micah, thank you. Let's talk about this more. We're going to be doing a live stream tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central. So be there or be square. Love you all. Peace out.
Thanks, Adam.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.